This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 97 of Sunday Supplement. In a week when loads of stuff has happened, but we're not going to make any kind of satirical comment on it.
No, you can gush out all you want and be engulfed by the problems and...
Stop spilling your guts. I think that's not that satirical anymore. We should be talking about the football. That's more satirical.
Yes. Ooh, ooh. No, that's clubbing.
No, they don't go ooh, ooh. They go
bleh.
Which, if you plug the football into big speakers, it becomes a really good sex aid.
For bees?
Well, not for bees, for women.
Oh, I see, because of the low vibrations.
Yeah.
I get confused between women and bees.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that why I often find you in a tree making honey?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. But it's mainly, you know, when... like a woman comes at you, you might like wave your hands to get her out of your face, but you shouldn't do that because she might like sting you. And if she stings you,
that's the bee.
She dies if she stings you.
Right.
It's a sad thing. Besides, there aren't any women anymore in the papers, are there? There's no women. God, what are women? There are only wags, and that is it.
There are only wags. And wags. I've also noticed something, that the footballists are much better in the adverts between the matches than they are in the matches. I think they've made the footballists do all their best bits of football for the adverts, and they're kind of spent for the actual games. I blame Pepsi for England letting a goal in by accident.
That was rather funny.
Considering your sole purpose as a goalkeeperist is to stop that ball going into the goal.
Yeah, and making Rebecca Watson happy.
All goalkeepers are rubbish.
Well, yeah, but it is quite difficult because all balls head towards netting. This is why the men are so perverted.
Is that why men like to wear swimming trunks?
Yes. I was thinking more of suspendery tight fishnets type thing.
Yeah.
But you can go with swimming trunks. I once, when I was a kid, I preferred to wear swimming trunks. I had short hair when I was a kid and I was a tomboy. So I liked to wear boys' swimming trunks. And I had great fun keeping things in that netting, including shells.
Okay. Apropos of nothing, did you see the front page of the New York Post today?
No, I didn't. Not living in New York.
It was a picture of the American team celebrating, and it said, USA win 1-1.
That's brilliant.
And it says, it's the biggest British defeat since Bunker Hill.
What's Bunker Hill?
I don't know.
Okay, it's an American thing.
It sounds like a character in a 60s sitcom.
Everybody thinks, like, you know, when the Americans declared independence and threw all our tea in the sea.
Yeah.
What they were actually trying to do is make tea. They just have no idea how to make a decent cup of tea.
No. I disagree. They thought, we're America, we'll make the biggest cup of tea, we'll use the Atlantic Ocean. Not thinking that they'd need a lot of sugar.
And then they got the king all annoyed, and so we had to go and smack them. And then we got bored of smacking them because it's a rubbish place to live, so we just left them to it. And that was fine.
Did you get a newspaper?
Yeah, I did. Well, sort of, anyway. I got the Star.
Oh, God.
The Star on Sunday. It's beautiful.
Is it full of breasts?
I'm not actually full of breasts much at all. I was quite disappointed on the breast count. There is very few breasts. It's gone all sort of Daily Maily. I did get the Star, didn't I? Yeah, the Daily Star Sunday. And there are no boobs in it. Oh. Even the magazine has very few boobs in it. It's all aimed at women now. It's a bit odd.
Maybe you should have got the Sport.
Yeah, the Sport is full of breasts.
I got the paper you forced me to get.
Well, yeah, I told you to get the Telegraph because we hadn't done it for so long. And I'm usually the one who ends up reading it because it's huge.
It's not as big as the Times, and I've done the Times a lot recently.
You do the Times a lot, Simon. But the Times, they are changing into the Telegraph. And that wasn't a Telegraph joke. That was a joke about the Telegraph, which is also telegraphed. Aren't I witty and satiristic? Yes.
If you say so, yeah. I've got something I want to cut out and keep this week.
What, actually?
Well.
Actually, factually, are you going
to
do it?
Not actually, factually, but if I was inclined to collect rarities, this is what I'd cut out and keep. It's Needle and Dread. In Britain, he's been struck off and widely discredited. But in the US, Andrew Wakefield, MMR Pariah, has been reborn. And it's actually an anti-Wakefield article.
Yay!
properly.
Andrew Wakefield is a nut job, right? But he is just a nut job, and he was always just a nut job. It's really the people who gave him, I don't know, publicity. It's a media failure. It's not his failure. He was always a nut job. He's never pretended not to be a nut job. He is a nut job.
I agree that it was a media failure, absolutely. But to say that he's not partly responsible by doing all the heinous things that he was struck off for, you know, he's got to take some responsibility for that. Anyway, better people than us have attacked and destroyed Andrew Wakefield.
Ben Goldacre, check out his blog.
Well, he's quoted in this article.
Ben Goldacre's quoted.
Yeah.
Is it pretty? Ben Goldacre is very pretty.
Is he? Would
you say
Ben Goldacre's pretty?
Yeah, he's got gorgeous curly hair, and he's got that sort of like nice face, and he's well-spoken, he knows everything, he's pretty.
All right, he's pretty. I have no opinion on the matter, if I'm honest. I don't think he's as pretty as Brian Cox.
No, he's prettier than Brian Cox.
I've clearly just expressed an opinion there, haven't I?
Yeah, you have. So what you're saying, Simon, is in terms of scientists, you find astronomers and physicists more sexy than doctors. And there, you're missing out on a huge trick. I don't know what I'm really saying.
Are you suggesting doctors are prostitutes because of tricks?
I'm suggesting that you're more likely to be in a naughty situation with a doctor than you are with an astronomer.
Yeah, but astronomers have got big telescopes.
If you have to get naked in front of someone and have needles poked in you and have to be examined and it's always awkward and social, the only way you can make it good is if you perv it up in your head a bit. You know, occasionally when the eye doctor, right, optician, that's what they're called, right, when they come really close to you, 9 times out of 10, I go in for a kiss. It's just what you
they
do.
They don't. There's a big machine in the way.
Yeah, I know, but that's what stops you. That's like the condom of the doctor.
When I got my eyes tested, the minute someone's that close to you,
you
think she must be slightly attracted to you. You're right, it's true.
You do. It is very sexy.
But the reason I'm doing this article is because of the very first line. A man in a loud shirt is on stage singing into a microphone. And this is what he's singing. Your slick propaganda you plant in the news says shots are so great, nobody can lose. But the rate of autism is shot through the roof. These brains are being fried by medical abuse. And that's the song, Get Your Mandates Out of My System.
Is that the name of the song? Get your mandates out of my system.
Yes.
That's what you should always say to a doctor if it's going too far.
So, can you beat a Wakefield fisking?
Fisking?
Yeah, that's an internet term.
Fisking?
Now, a fisking is when you get your argument picked apart point by point in minute detail. Named after, I believe, Robert Fisk.
Oh, who's Robert Fisk?
A man.
Okay.
I've ejaculated the full amount of my knowledge on fisking.
I quite like the term fisking. I think I'm going to use it. I'm going to fisk you later, Simon, about whether that article's a good one or not.
Well, can you beat it?
Can
you beat my fisking?
I can fisk it right off.
With what?
With this interview with none other than the wonderful Sarah Millican. That's right, Sarah Millican, off the telly, the amazing Sarah Millican. All right, then. Well,
right, let's get cracking.
Yeah. By the way, my podcast is called Sunday Supplement.
Yes.
We just look at the papers.
Yeah,
so.
You want to do the same.
Yeah. Cool. He's going to be chuffed, you remember that.
Done.
Okay, so.
I'm done.
Well, done. Look at that. Hear that, done. Yeah. Cool. Welcome to Sunday Supplement. Sarah Millican, what is off the telly and everything? I saw you recently on the telly. We had Richard Wiseman on our podcast. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Yes. What did you think of Richard?
He called me a liar.
He did call you a liar. It was amazing. Because you believe in ghosts.
Well, I know that I've seen one. And he couldn't explain that away. So I think that it made his argument a bit rubbish, to be honest.
So you beat him by power of niceness.
Just by the fact that I know what I've seen and he wasn't in my head through my eyes when I saw it. So
what papers do you get on a Sunday, or do you
often? I don't know that it's a Sunday. And on a Monday I'll go, oh, I missed the Observer yesterday, so it would be the Observer, and occasionally a tabloid, just to look at what terrible things celebrities have been doing. If I've missed Heat that week, you know, then I might as well get a tabloid.
Is there a particular paper you dislike more than any others, or not really?
Well, I don't like the Mail, but isn't that just standard?
that's basically what you have to say, I think.
Well, it's a given, isn't it, really? Nobody reads that seriously, do they?
I don't know. I think some people do. I think there was a
but most people, they're not like us. They're to be avoided.
I think you're very right there. So you're doing a tour at the moment, is that right? Or are you just getting prepared for Edinburgh?
My tour starts in September, so this is just preparations for Edinburgh. So it is all over the place. It's not as geographically good as a tour would be, because a tour would be like two nights in Reading, then one in Norwich, and this is a bit all over the place, because that's, you know, you grab previews wherever you can get them, don't you? So
Sarah's at the moment at a preview at Lil Fat Comedy. And unlike a normal Lil Fat Comedy night, there aren't many ghosts in, because there aren't any room for them.
Well, if they were here, I'd say them.
That's brilliant. Good luck with your show this evening. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Excellent. That is Sarah Millican. Are you happy, Simon? Are you happy? Good.
No, I'm not happy, actually. No.
Why?
You got Sarah Millican on the podcast and you forgot to ask her what animal she would put in the Large Hadron Collider.
Well, what, you want me to go try and track her down now?
Yeah.
Try and find her.
I actually want you to go back in time.
Right.
And ask her that exact question.
Right. Well, I've got to get to CERN to do this first. So I've got to go and get in the Large Hadron Collider to do this. But it will be done. Okay. Extra super secret follow-up question, Sarah. Right. Because I forgot to ask it. What animal do you want to put in the Large Hadron Collider at CERN?
I think I'd like to put all animals apart from cats, because cats are the best. And then the only animals that would exist would be cats, and all those people who love dogs would have to get a cat, and that would really piss them off. Hooray!
Brilliant answer. So what about kittens? Are kittens allowed?
No, they can't go in the thing. No, because I'm going to keep all kittens in my house. And then when they grow up big enough, then I'll do interviews to see, you know, if people are suitable. I'm going to give up the comedy thing and just do, like, kitten adoption agency.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Miss Sarah Millican.
Yeah, right, fine.
Ha 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 ha. Though I am still putting kittens in.
I personally have an entry for article or farcical this week.
Well, I have to guess whether this one is real or made up.
No, I want you to put it in the mix. So
okay.
We'll do five.
What is it?
Chirpy, chirpy, cheap chick.
Nice.
And that's from Stella. Or is it? So it's article or farcical, where Izzy will read many articles, one of which is made up. And it is my job to make a fool of myself.
Okay, do you want me to do many articles? Okay. Gaga in a fruit and slut case.
Gaga in a fruit and slut case?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I presume that's about Lady Gaga.
It is about Lady Gaga.
That's genius. I'm impressed with that.
Timothy spews all.
Timothy spews all.
It's meant to be a thing of spool.
Yeah, that's a bit tenuous, isn't it? I'm not that impressed.
Chirpy, chirpy, cheap chick.
Ooh, that sounds like a real one.
Yeah. Foking hell.
Foking hell.
Yeah, spelled P-H-O-E, king hell.
P-H-O-E?
Yeah, it's a prison in South Africa for other football hooligans.
Right, okay.
And finally, scrambled legs for Lindsay.
Scrambled legs, that's quite good. Who's Lindsay?
She's Lindsay Lohan. She is what they call a tag lady.
Tag lady?
She's a wag, but she's got an ASBO tag on, so therefore she is a tag.
Oh, I see.
She's a wag with a tag.
A wag with a tag and a bag.
And a fag.
And a gag.
And she wishes she was a little bit taller as well.
Right, well, my favourite is Gaga Fruit and Slut Case.
Yeah.
I'm drawn to that one as being the one you've made up. It's too good to be a star thing. Oh, no, it's the star, though, isn't it? They're pretty good at... Okay, what's Chirpy Chirpy Cheap Chick about?
It's about, like, this little chicken. Right.
Right.
Basically, it got dipped in the chemicals, removed of all its feathers, was about to be executed, but it was singing.
Right.
And so they rescued it, put it on Britain's Got Talent, and now it's going to make a fortune just shitting all over Simon Cowell's head.
That sounds like you've made that up to me.
I have no idea what it's about. It's in your magazine.
Okay, I am going to plumb.
Oh, don't be filthy.
How's that filthy? I didn't say I'm going to put my plums in your mouth. I said I'm going to plumb, and then you interrupted me, and I was going to say four.
Okay.
Fruit and slut case.
Fruit and slut? Oh, for goodness sake. Right, okay. Well, first of all, we have to decide whether Chirpy Chirpy Cheap Chick is an article or a farcical. I say it's an article. Am I right, Simon?
Yes, it is an article.
What's it about?
It's about a chicken that gets dipped in chemicals and ends up shitting on Simon Cowell's head.
Yay! Is he so right? Yes. Gaga in a fruit and slut case. I'm afraid, Simon.
No.
It is a real article.
No!
Yeah.
Oh.
And unfortunately, Timothy Spewsall was the one I made up.
Oh, what? The bad one? You actually made up the bad one this week.
I made up the bad one.
You're shit.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry.
Let's play the randomizer, Skyzer. I've got quite a few supplements, but because I can't be bothered to dig them out of the centre of the paper, you can choose between Seven and Stella.
But don't your supplements in the Telegraph come in a shiny wrapper?
Yeah, but these are the ones that came in the shiny wrapper. Not literally came in it. Well, I haven't got a bag full of spunk. Well, I have. But
well, let's be the judge of that. Let's go for Seven, actually.
Seven?
Let's go for Seven. I bet it's all about football.
So you can choose between page 1 and 34.
I will choose number 5.
Number 5. That's a 1980s film, Short Circuit, Johnny 5.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shut up,
Jack. I hate you.
What?
It's Sandy Toksvig.
Oh, beautiful. Go on.
There's a picture of a fridge, and in magnetic letters it says, "Stop stealing my eggs."
I think that's actually Sandy Toksvig. I think she's decided to go naked.
Do you think Sandy Toksvig would look like a fridge if she was naked?
Yeah, because she's cool. And she sits in your kitchen with Smeg written all over her.
This is just an article about Twitter, really. I gave up reading it, to be honest.
How can you give up reading Toksvig?
Because it was like, oh, I don't understand Twitter and I'm all a bit old for it. And, you know, Twitter's not that difficult to understand.
No, but she's a fridge, so you gotta,
she is a fridge. She would be rubbish at typing. Although, how does she write that article?
She uses her door. She just slams it and goes, do it, do it.
But if you put 140 characters on the front of your fridge,
yeah,
in magnetic letters, then she'd be all right.
Well, all we have to do is get her some magnets and she'll be fine. But what's the eggs in reference about?
She said if she wanted to leave an important message to a small group of people, she'd leave a note on the fridge.
I thought it was like a comment on women's fertility.
Stop stealing my eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Or like an angry chicken.
All chickens are angry. Have you ever seen a mellow chicken?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, you have not.
It wasn't so much pecking, it was more sort of puckering.
Oh yeah, I forget you snog chickens. So, what can I choose?
Well, I've only really got one pull-out thing, and that's take 5.
Well, we better go with take 5 then.
Yeah, and it goes all the way up to 23, really.
All the way?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to go to page 19, which is also an 80s reference to that Paul Hardcastle song. No, 19.
Take 5, The World According to Deborah Barr. The mouthy 2009 Apprentice contestant, 25, chats about boozy dinners with Naughty Nick. So she doesn't think she's a bitchy character. There's no point in going through life repressing.
Two things. First of all, who's Deborah Barr?
I just told you, she's a mouthy 2009 Apprentice contestant.
Right, and who's Naughty Nick?
I've no idea. Oh, maybe it's the guy who looks like the demon headmaster who sits next to Alan Sugar.
What, they're dating?
Not the female one, but the other one. No, she had dinners with him, apparently. I love Nick Hewer. He's brilliant company and a charming man. He has a naughty side that you don't see. Mm. So
does that mean she's had sex with him?
Not really. It could be.
He's probably got a tattoo on his ass that says, Lord Sugar. Do you think I might have to beep that for libel?
That is clearly a joke. And it's a very poor joke, so it's not that clear it's a joke. But yes, the innuendo is there. If I had to come back as an animal, I'd come back as a great white shark or a snake. Because she doesn't think that anything would try to eat me. So she doesn't like oral sex. So well done her.
Well, I wouldn't like oral sex with a snake.
Not particularly. So
it could. Yeah, all right. Let's not go there.
That's, and it's got forked tongue. So
I win.
Shut up.
It's time to delve into our pants and pull out our humdongers and wave them in the face of each other. And dare the other person to say something to make them floppier.
Look, enough of your homoerotic dreams. I'm not a boy, okay?
But you've got a humdonger, surely?
Yeah, I do have a humdonger. I've got loads of humdongers in this thing. I mean, everything seems to be about wags. Like, what a wag. Wags should keep in the background. Wag, wag,
what,
wag.
What is a wag? Because 10 years ago, a wag was like a bad person. Always a bit of a wag. What is a wag?
It's a wives and girlfriend. It's basically women now. You're either a wag or you're a wannabe wag. And the only way you can define yourself is who you date and what handbag you have. And it's just depressing.
But I don't date anyone and I don't have a handbag. Does that mean I don't exist?
No, it means you're a bloke.
Oh.
So am I think.
Because of the same logic.
Mm.
Right. Okay. I got how the other half lives. This is how weird the Telegraph is. What do you think the two halves in the other halves are?
The two halves? Well, I don't think it'll be like black people because I don't think they recognise them as existing.
No.
So the two halves would be a woman from Surrey and a woman from the Cotswolds.
That's pretty close, actually, to be honest. But no, it's a single girl about town and a country mother of four.
Yep.
And the country mother of four is talking about wanting to move to Africa because it's our chance to put something back, she says. Not give something back, put something back.
Have they stolen an African child? Is it Madonna?
That is possibly libelous too.
Oh yes, not that Madonna steals children. She adopts them legally. I know nothing about Madonna. I quite like her, but I know nothing about her.
She used to wear ice cream cones for her bra.
She did. That is true.
Does that mean her breasts are ice cream?
Oh, that'd
no.
be...
Well, it would be all right once.
It'd be brilliant. Well, it'd be brilliant, you know, unless it was really hot, in which case yeah. It'd be very messy.
So it'd be brilliant once, wouldn't it? You'd eat the ice creams.
Why isn't there an ice cream bra anyway that you could just have in cold weather? I mean, in warm weather, obviously. To keep cool.
Are you seriously asking that question?
When Robbie Coltrane dressed up as Hagrid, he had a cool suit.
Right.
Because he was padded, you see, and he had a cool suit to keep him cool.
Yeah. So did Chewbacca in the new Star Wars films, yeah.
Nice. What did the old Chewbacca have? Is that why he kept on going,
he had nothing. He just had ice cream in his pants.
I was a fatorexic.
What?
Morbidly obese Ruby Gettinger, 42, from Savannah, Georgia, struggled to lose weight until the TV show changed everything. You know, it's one of those awful stories that every single woman's magazine is just charged with. It's just stories of women where their only issue is their weight. And then right at the very end, it's, I'd have no memories up until the age of 13. It's probably got something to do with that. And this woman is obviously quite mentally ill and has been taken advantage of, not only by a TV show, but also by the British press, who seem to think that this is entertainment.
Yeah.
And it just annoys me, which is why it's a humdogger. And they then advertise when you can watch a TV show, which I don't think I will advertise right now. But there we go. It's just sad.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's me, clearly. What? You can't say the Telegraph doesn't have better supplements than the Star on Sunday. May not have as good breasts, but it certainly has better supplements. It's got Andrew Wakefield, it's got Sandy Toksvig, it's got an article about women who date men on death row.
Gargarinus fruit and slut case was pretty good, I think you're fine.
It was a good line.
Yeah, okay, fine, so the Telegraph is better, but who told you to buy the Telegraph, Simon?
No, you can't now claim that you've won.
Actually, I told you to buy the Telegraph and the Telegraph won. So you can try and spin that as some sort of victory for you. But I think you'll find it's a victory for me.
You're so evil.
Not evil, Simon.
You, no, you are.
I am just.
You're not
fair.
Just at all. You are unjust.
I am totally just. And I won with your paper. And if that wasn't enough, not only did I bring the wonderful Telegraph to this podcast, I also bought Sarah Millican. So,
yeah. Right, so I fine. Think... So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was Izzy's paper that Simon bought somehow, the Sunday Telegraph.
Yes, so Izzy wins.
Massive thanks to Sarah Millican. She's great. You saw preview for Edinburgh, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it's a brilliant show. If you're up in Edinburgh, go check her out, Sarah Millican. She's going to sell out. So as soon as the tickets go on sale, get yourself a ticket. Go up to the festival and watch her. On that, I think she's doing a tour in the autumn. So look out for that. She's so funny. My face hurt.
And James Dalzell was on that day as well.
Yeah, and James has got a great show. And he's borrowing my coat for it.
So Izzy's coat will feature in at least one Edinburgh show this year.
Yeah, it will. So you should go see James Dowdeswell.
Dowdeswell as well.
You should go see James Dowdeswell as well as seeing Sarah Millican.
Yeah. If you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall, or you can leave a message on our website, which is sundaysupplement.com. You can Twitter Izzy at ISZI_Lawrence, or me, but no one ever does.
They do. They tweet you to insult you. If you want to insult Simon, it's at SIGHDONE.
We're rapidly heading towards our 100th episode, and we're still short of ideas for what we're going to do. It will just be us two in a room talking bollocks.
I imagine so. I think we should do a field trip. We should do a live episode, but unlike every other podcast that does a live episode in front of a crowd of people, we should just do it like in the park when it's raining. And our newspapers get all wet.
So it'll be a soggy supplement.
Yeah.
Okay.
A soggy Sunday supplement. I think that'd be amazing. But anyway, if you've got ideas for that, and if there's anything you want us to do, if you want us to get an unusual paper, if you want us to do a massive poo live on the podcast, then do write in at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com and give us your suggestions.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Why do we go bye like girls? We go bye like we're trying to get off the phone.
Bye.
That's quite disturbing. That didn't sound like you at all.
It wasn't me.
Okay, excellent. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a week.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.